fighting the virus and the Tories. For a 15% NHS pay rise, Adrian O'Malley, Unison Union Mid Yorkshire Health Branch. Personal capacity, it feels like the calm before the storm, especially for those working in intensive care. Cases have not risen as much in the north, compared to those in the southeast, but we are waiting and expecting the new variant to come like a big wave. The staff who have already been through it in April and November are tired. It's like a war, having gone through a big battle, getting a short rest, only to be faced with here we go again. Being at this level of pressure has an effect on staff sickness levels. At one stage we had 10% of staff off with COVID. When the number of cases rises, so do numbers of staff sickness. With the shortage of staff, the whole process with Nightingales in Yorkshire was just a big waste of money. People are cynical about the whole thing. Clapping for the NHS, squandering billions on the private sector, and not giving health workers a pay rise. Our local Tory MP has replied to a nurse who contacted them saying you're paid enough already. As a union rep, I watched what the National Education Union, NEU, did over the issue of school safety, in organizing meetings of members online at short notice. This is what the Unison Union must be doing in health. We should be having mass meetings online of NHS workers demanding a decent pay rise, and threatening strike action in spring, if we don't get one. I think we should be raising that now, and I know for a fact stewards in my branch would all be behind that. The leadership of the NHS unions, Unison in particular, has been far too quiet. We need to be raising this issue of pay while in lockdown, while our members are on the front line fighting the virus. Socialist Party members are raising this on the Unison Service Group executive, and putting on the pressure. If we can organize members on the scale that the NEU did, and get 400,000 health workers at a meeting online demanding a pay rise, that will send a big message to the government that we are fighting the virus now, but come April, if we don't get a pay rise then we will be fighting you.